percent vigilance, freedom from the individual, and freedom from the group.
Did we pass these out yet?
Yeah.
Pass it out before the break.
Okay. Feebly, you know,
for
learn
those,
to apply.
This is, the traditions are listed in the
Council.
Oh,
you call it the application, okay.
These are articles on the traditions.
Okay, will you put applications out beside that? Or illustrations or something?
Explanations.
That
explanations.
Everything.
It's always the interpretations.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of somebody that's not in this room right now that's going to help us later on. Anything that relates to it.
Like the steps thing.
This is where I would like to put something on atmosphere recovery. I mean, it's a general.
You know, atmosphere recovery.
Yeah.
What about vigilance? Atmosphere recovery.
Well,
I think the idea of vigilance and the fact that we have to maintain our effort for survival, vigilance, is really expressed in the other way. That's why I kept this separate.
That's the same way I feel about atmosphere recovery. When I discovered the term service manual, something clicked for me.
Well, isn't it the same thing?
Oh, that's where it came from. I remember.
Yeah.
Isn't it the same thing?
No. The atmosphere recovery is what's protected by the traditions.
That's what vigilance is.
No, the atmosphere recovery doesn't protect vigilance.
I think
vigilance protects atmosphere recovery.
There's
to find and elaborate on atmosphere recovery.
Except someone that's been around.
The spiritual nature of our groups.
Because if we want to write this in the form of, like, you know, maybe a 12 by 12 form, then we're going to have to cite instances where the traditions have worked. Like, you know, these traditions were not created by us, and neither were the steps. Both of them were borrowed, but both of them worked for us.
Our 12 of 12 does not have to be the same as the 8.
I agree with you.
What I feel our step writing stuff is that which, in addition, based on our experience, this book is
that's
not
right.
To replace.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. We write. We don't write theoretically about the traditions. We write, well, you know, back then, in a folded, because this tradition was being broke, and that's why we enforce it and have that in the book.
Well, we don't teach agony and how to get it. We just go on with the recovery and emphasize that, how to avoid that.
Well, if we want a commentary on the traditions, then
which ones all three of them be?
Well, you know, we're going to print the stuff on the traditions that comes to us.
I think atmospheric recovery is as valid as freedom for the individual. That's specific.
Except
type
freedom
stuff.
For the individual is specifically stated in this section.
If you put vigilance slash
short
atmospheric section. Recovery, whatever he's saying, That gives you a transition into freedom for individual, freedom for group.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Get necessary recovery before you see freedom for individual, freedom for
group. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, the atmosphere recovery principle that Bose is talking about is so important and so misunderstood.
It took us 6 years in Atlanta.
Maybe we ought to put it
into words. What is it we're protecting? Why enforce the traditions? They seem kind of clumsy. Let's keep the damn. Let's move down to class. Move the meeting. But damn it, I can't live with that atmosphere of recovery. That's what you teach about.
Well, a lot of people are at the top.
I go to breathe and I get a resentment of the nose, you know.
That's where it is.
I think vigilance is just a word, and atmospheric recovery explains what the word means.
Yes,
so it's all in one. That's just a definition of what vigilance is.
I am really
praying. And I think that's needed up there.
I'm praying for open-mindedness, and I don't mind leaving them both up to there because we have the material sorted for it. But the atmosphere of recovery is what happens in the meeting without the problems which the traditions keep outside the door, outside the meeting hall.
There are people in theology who suggest that you can't just have the 12 steps, that in order for a person to stay clean, they have to incorporate the 12 traditions into their individual program, not just the
12. Well,
okay.
Yeah, that's part of the confusion.
I'm saying
here.
The point, the object.
I think that, you know, vigilance could be either vigilance for the individual, personal vigilance.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about group individual vigilance, that's atmosphere of recovery.
Right.
But personal vigilance is something else. Can we leave this?
That's kind of amazing. It's in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Similarities, differences.
Is this chapter 7?
Who knows? I'm just doing it.
Is there another copy of the government rule?
Yeah, there's some over there. Up here.
Well,
how
we
treat the attorneys. Excuse me?
We do recover.
I know we do.
Okay.
What's next? The section we can recover?
Let's say it first.
This comes after recovery of the knives and
points. Oh, it does. Okay.
We have a motion on the floor to say it first.
We have a motion on the floor? Okay.
Wait
a second. What's the motion?
Say it first.
State the motion.
There's a motion on the floor that we stay the prayer. I mean, that we say prayer. Lord's prayer.
Okay. If you ever withdraw your motion, I'll just do it.
Okay.
Let's just say the Lord's Prayer. It's a point of privilege, by the way. It's a point of privilege.
Okay.
Get off. Looks like we're going to have enough this way.
Yeah, we are.
We're a little bit short on this.
It's all right. Jack, let me know, pray.
What are we doing?
We're saying the Lord's Prayer.
Well, what?
Just to do it.
We want to.
Well, let's go out there and do it where we can do it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right.
Verses or not, I don't know. Maybe I'll just
puts in any verses for trouble. He has text messages with two different things later.
Well, what I'm saying, does continuing abstinence equal recovery?
No, well, it does, but it's not always.
Well, that's why I put a question mark.
Okay.
Relapsers.
Yeah, very good point.
And how we treat them.
Or you could simply let go on with this discouragement. What I'm saying is, you
know,
recovery concept.
Dependence on a higher power. Dependence on a higher power. This is saying here, life again may again become meaningless, monotonous, and boring. We tire mentally, repeating our new ideas, and tire physically in our new activities. Yet we know if we have
to be tired.
Well,
if you sit down here too long, you're too tired, not like
put something in about the life may again become meaningless, monotonous, and boring. We may tire mentally and repeat our new ideas and tire physically in our new activities, yet we know that if we don't repeat them,
okay,
sure
slowly, one word is fine.
Practice something to cover all that.
Repetition.
And I was producing fatigue. Bottom of page 9, next last sentence. Two next last sentences. And the next
discouragement.
Sentence is solution.
Discouragement.
Or. Okay, but it also mentioned mental and physical fatigue. But that physical would be handled by Hawks.
Was that apathy, procrastination, is that how you say that?
Yeah. Well, where is that?
I think that needs to go on.
What about apathy?
Apathy and procrastination.
I mean, just like, you know, guilt and fear hurts at the beginning.
You know, things, there are lots and lots of things here. Do these all fit under stumbling blocks?
The relapse part does.
Well, I'm not saying resolve it, but is that a key idea?
These are things that Matt is not doing that causes relapse.
Stumbling blocks.
How about forces of change?
There's something on change. Character change.
You got emotional sobriety.
Something blocks the relapse.
Wasn't it dishonesty?
You got emotional sobriety, emotional recovery.
How about dependence on a higher power?
Oh, it's up there.
Dependence on God? Let's take a list of your stumbling blocks.
Yeah, I think
stumbling blocks is real valid.
Well, I think many of these things we're saying.
Why don't we break it down?
You tell us what you need to work with.
Well, let's a list of stumbling blocks. We could put
that would help the sorters, I think. The people.
Let's take a look at what we have here. Okay, these three kind of fall together in an idea sort of thing. Someone watched that could long ago, so I'll shove it in there.
Yeah.
What are these three saying? It's our recovery concept, isn't it? Okay, so probably A would be recovery concept. Under that we have continuous action.
Come back.
Relapse and return easy. that. Okay, this is all in our recovery concept. The next thing, it seems like you get into the stumbling blocks. Honesty, dishonesty, American changes, drinking, old ideas. There's a way to this way to recovery freedom, social responsibility, depends on God, seems to be a very positive thing in knowing.
I put stumbling blocks in that other stuff.
I'd say something about the character changes. In here it says that some people even make changes and they still, you know, and they still go out. It says that, but there's a significant change in their addiction. And I don't think that's kind of saying that's a stumbling block. I just
a lot of people use that as an excuse.
Well, I didn't mean to call it.
Yeah.
In here.
How about program screws up your user?
How about putting quality in there? Quality is variety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about out of recovery or things?
Yeah, I dig that.
How about quality of recovery or cleanliness of those?
Well, we're talking about sobriety. Absence and relapse and this stuff. All
sobriety, this stuff. Though, to me, deals just with one drug.
Why don't we use, I have a question here. Why don't we put recovery concept first, stumbling blocks, and then
call it. Or depends on how.
Because that way we can put God right in there and then wrap it up positively.
Yeah, I think this does better as soon as we're down below. You know, I'm beginning to feel that maybe we should just have three categories. The recovery concept, the quality of recovery, the recovery concept, stumbling blocks, and quality.
Yeah.
Erase the thing you go to see there.
I'll go for that.
Yeah.
You could be there.
All right.
I want to see dependence on God going in quality.
I want to be able to give my people the breakdown, though.
Dependence on God, quality.
See, there's quality or stumbling block, depending on which way you go. If you depend on God, it's quality. If you do not, it's stumbling block.
Okay, well, maybe you could put an indifference on your stumbling block.
What? No.
Okay, indifference.
Spiritual indifference.
Same. Are we still looking at this?
So I'm like to take that belief of stumbling blocks.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Okay. Let me erase some of this so we can get some more things up here. Let's put old ideas over here. Or stumbling blocks.
Oh, okay.
And erase everything that isn't. If we erase something and put it up, we'll put it over there.
Well, shucks, then you might as well put honest and open mindedness.
Okay. Don't erase the motivation, quality, I can't, we can't, faults, priorities.
I'm not going to erase this at all.
What do you put I can't, we can't?
Okay. Continuous attitude, you got that.
You got relapses. You got recovery concept.
Right, a recovery concept. I can't, we can't fix up the recovery concept.
You can erase it.
Is it up there? No, I can't see it.
It's not up there.
Oh, how about quality selfless service? Selfless service to others.
We're talking about recovery and relapse.
Yeah, but see, part of quality recovery, there's honesty, prayer, and selfless service. You get honesty.
I think that probably fits in the next section better than we can recover.
That's fine. I just like to
say. How about defective belief?
What?
Defective belief.
Procrastination.
The second most important step, defective belief. Came to believe.
That covers the spiritual difference.
A lot of times the difference, spiritual difference is simple, not protecting belief.
Well, also the obsession with self. Understanding one's obsession with self.
Either that or it goes into the concept of being
belief. The key word might be belief, though. They might not think of putting that under the difference. Even spiritually. Because this seems fresh and wrong.
Understand what God's will for from you.
Or instigating.
Or instigating. Rebellion.
Greg, now he's going on, Greg, this is a somewhat of a new idea, and there's not been much written on it. I believe there are defects of belief that people never stop to examine. They don't know that belief is changing. They think.
Okay, that would come under the general title of stumbling blocks.
Right.
We could probably sit here for 4 or 5 hours and list stumbling blocks.
It's the second most important step, and it's clearly defined.
Well, we need to list them so we can see which.
It's a new item. I mean, you're not keying in on it because it's not talked about that much and certainly not written about that much. Defects of belief, people don't know they can change
it. It's not talked about, and I believe it. Okay, first of all. If it's not talked about and not written about, we will have nothing to put in that category. I suggest you write something, Bo, concerning.
The oral tradition is growing too, because the program is growing. It's not a static.
But if you want to see it in there, Bo, I think you should write something about it. Submit it to
it. I already have.
What was it, Bo?
That won't come up. Yes.
Are we still asking for something, Bo?
I would like to suggest that we leave it here, because we could do this for hours and it'd be great. But there are almost an infinite number of stumbling blocks, as many as there are members. In fact, we used to send out letters saying any stumbling block you had in the recovery process is a valid topic for a pamphlet. You know, we all have our own personal stumbling block. Identification was a hell of a stumbling block for me.
It's not out there.
I know. But let's leave it at this. We got our three main things. We got some ideas of what we mean by stumbling blocks, what we mean by quality of recovery. Let's just kind of leave it at this. It gives us a good enough idea.
Wait, one thing that's not up there and it's real important is death of someone near.
That's motivation.
But it would.
What's up here on relapses?
You got all this?
Or having your dear friends slip on you.
It's up there.
But it's real specific thing.
It's up there on recovery concept, relapse, and return to
effect. I'm saying it's a big categorical type thing. It's not a subset.
Well, let's just throw it on the thing.
Major subtopic.
I don't know if it's a major subtopic or not yet.
Death?
Well, we don't want to get into it.
We're going to eventually.
Death is a stumbling block. If you die,
yeah,
some people feel
Okay.
On your point of view.
Then you can use last names, right?
Great.
I'm for consensus. Why don't you take the call for consensus?
What about, what else? Is there anything else in there that it seems to be a new idea? Remember we got those three, stumbling blocks, quality recovery, and recovery concept.
How about
if nothing else, Greg, I just thought of another angle to all this. We're also doing our inventory now, put defective belief or something, so that it'll be entered into the inventory. In the minutes.
Why don't we go on?
That's all I got.
I think it's something that the mention might be
13
seconds.
I think we
ought to
go on.
No. Faith is a real thing. It is without aspect. The lifeline to God is has no aspect. Present or not present.
Why do you think of faith?
Belief is your ideas, your thoughts, your feelings, what you can say about it, your experience, what you base your faith on.
I believe that instead of doing an inventory, you examine your belief. An inventory on your belief. Is it working for me? What needs to be changed? What do I need to get rid of?
Well, we all know that.
I think that's probably a stumbling block. This might be a stumbling block too.
Yeah, it says it's a motivator.
Or motivator.
Most of these things, depending upon how a person reacts to them, either drastically affects the quality of the recovery or
put
the
action.
Put the action.
It's not. We have control over our, we learn control over our reactions.
Stumbling blocks turn into stepping stones when we work for spiritual progress.
Assets and liabilities. That's where it all goes. Assets and liabilities are the breakdown into stumbling blocks and quality.
It's looking good to me.
That's about it. Assets and liabilities.
We put that in some kind of order.
That's what we're doing.
It's done. That's.
Don't feel right.
I agree with you, George.
We'll go with your feelings.
What about
parents?
I don't know.
I mean, the order or something, or what?
I mean,
like assets and liabilities.
I want to know if you think this chapter will come out cognizant, or are you worried about the thing we have? Because it just seems to me it's awful. We got a lot of
okay. Time. You know what the concept of this chapter is for me? These times they're not quite stated this way. Well, we have a basic concept about what is recovery. Okay. How we arrive at that is exactly the same quality of recovery. These two. We have stumbling blocks. Depending upon how we relate to the stumbling blocks, we either go or grow. So I really think there are two sections in this. The recovery, the quality of recovery is part of our recovery concept. And depending on how we react to realities, our stumbling blocks, we either grow or go. That's what I think the chapter is saying.
Is there anything up there needed up there about the fact that most people be bad staging and lack of spiritual maintenance, not going to meetings, stinking thinking, avoiding working a step when you need to, avoiding sponsoring groups, all of that stages relapse? Is there anything about the factor where you really sort of relapse ahead of time? I mean, what relapse is beyond simply using.
Yeah,
relapse is determined each year. Before we're going to pop up relapse.
Okay. Well, I'm satisfied. I think we're burning out and we get tired.
I'm going to wrap this up and bring it to you.
Some people went, I'd like to see it work until people went out and get the food and come back.
The food's bad.
I don't understand.
The assets and liabilities.